Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
So Burt Show coming to an end on October 24th. So we are taking a look over the last 25 years of the highs and the lows of the Burt Show. And celebrity interviews are always tricky, y'all. And in full transparency, when a celebrity hangs up on you or they leave the studio, it's good for business, but you never really go into the interview wanting that.
No.
I've never done that.
No, absolutely not.
Like knowing this is going to be it, man. This is going to be, they're just going to piss them off so much that we're going to get a lot of street talk out of this one. I've never gone into an interview like that.
Nor have I. Like, you want to go in being, of course, like respectful and just have a good conversation and try to get maybe that viral nugget. Like, I mean, that's what we're all gunning for. Not for somebody to hang up on us, but to build a rapport with said celebrity so you can have an intriguing conversation and get a piece of information out of them that nobody else has managed to get, to where it will become something newsworthy. Like, that's what you go into. And let's just be fully transparent. Celebrity interviews don't really like score well with the listeners. Like, we've done the research over the years, and it was more for like a
credibility.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a big show. They can get Adam Levine, they can get Chris Martin, they can get J-Lo, they can get whomever.
It was more of a branding, credibility kind of thing. But as far as you guys enjoying like celebrity interviews, you never really did.
and at least ratings wise, unless it was a really big name. And then even our research showed us like people loved them for about 90 seconds. Now, I will say this, I will give us some credit that the research that we got on interviews was really more broadly about radio. Ours scored pretty well because I think we were good at it.
I think so, too.
I think we were pretty good when it comes to celebrity interviews.
Except for the two times they hung up on us.
Yeah, that didn't go so great. Here's the thing about celebrity interviews also, is that my interest in them has waned over the years as celebrities' interest in doing radio has waned as well. But for me, it was such a time investment in doing the research on a celebrity. I mean, if you take it seriously, you should be you should know the answers that your celebrity is going to give you before you even ask it. You just have read so much about them. It's like a good lawyer that goes into a courtroom. They know the answers to the questions that they are about to ask, right? That takes a lot of time. So for like an Adam Levine or a Chris Martin, it could take 3-4 hours. And then after a while, you'll get a call last minute after you've spent all this time researching on it. You're not hanging out with your kids, right? Mm-hmm. You're not paying attention to anything else because you're working on this. And then with 30 seconds before the interview starts, the celebrity decides to bail on it. Just pisses me off, man.
Or you sit there for an hour and there are no show.
Right.
That's also happened as well.
Or the entitlement of being late. The truth is that celebrities aren't as eager to do radio interviews anymore because it's not as important as doing like a major podcast. You could do one major podcast. If you get a couple of viral moments out of that, there's no reason to go old school where you used to have to line up and do 50 different radio stations. The days of Justin Bieber going from studio to studio to studio are totally over, right? So when you have the opportunity to interview a celebrity, you hope it goes well. You don't want them to hang up on you. But Kristen and Adam Levine, they have a rich history.
Yeah. And when it first happened, I was so livid with him. And I swore off all Adam Levine Maroon 5 songs for the rest of my life. And then upon reflection, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to take some accountability here and some ownership because I did not understand the assignment and I unknowingly butchered the interview. Like, I did not know that at the time, but once I got additional information after the fact, I'm like, oh, that's why he hung up on me. So you got to set the stage here because this was a crazy series of events. We had just got syndicated in Washington, D.C. So we went to do our first show live from D.C., right? So we're in D.C. Mm-hmm. on Mix 107.3.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Wow. And so it's Burt, Jeff, and I doing the show from Burt's old studio that he used to do it from when he was on the Jack Diamond show. So this is all coming full circle, right?
I'm so mad about that experience.
Yeah.
We got canceled as quick as we did.
Well, that was also our fault, too. We came in a little too hot.
Yes and no, but I was told... This takes us into a different area for 30 seconds. I was told we had 3 years to build an audience.
Okay.
So I was handling the programming of it very differently. And then after a year, they're like, no, we're pulling the plug. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that wasn't part of the plan. It still bugs me.
Yeah. So we're launching in DC. And so we did this show. And then Bert is flying to Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards because you were going to be on the carpet. And then Jeff and I were flying to Dallas to do, be in studio for like this big broadcast for the Billboard Music Awards, right? But there was like a delay. So I stayed in DC to do this interview with Adam Levine. So it was just me because Bert had already left to go to the Billboards. Jeff was already headed to the station in Dallas. Like it was crazy, right? That we were all over the place. So there I am in this tiny studio in DC around people I do not know, this interview that's been set up all about promoting the Billboard Music Awards. So I'm asking Adam all these questions about the Billboards because Maroon 5 had been nominated for a slew of awards and we had done a bit on the air where we were trying to predict who was going to win. And Bert had Maroon 5 for all of them. Little did I know, the artists know going into the awards whether or not they won because it's all just Billboard stats, right? So I'm interviewing Adam Levine thinking I'm supposed to talk all things Billboard, but this man already knows he hasn't won a single award.
Oh, no.
So it's just like I'm rubbing it in that they're not. And you will hear, Abby, this massive sigh because he is so over my line of questioning because I thought I was supposed to talk about the Billboards, but I wasn't. I was just supposed to talk about Evergreen stuff. And yeah, that man hung up on me. But then it was a higher up, an executive in the company.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about this.
It wasn't even, you're going to listen to this, right? And now imagine after Adam Levine hangs up on me, again, I'm in a strange building, in a strange studio with people that I literally just met launching our show. And this man comes in and yells at me. Do you know what you just did? And apparently he was tight with Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
Were his initials JJ?
I don't remember. No, I don't think that's who it was.
No,
I don't. For whatever reason,
it might
have been.
Okay.
But this, and I was so wound up, and there was just I lost it, and I started sobbing, like just started sobbing, because he's blaming me and acting like I did something wrong, and he was God's gift to radio and had all these celebrity contacts. And how dare I, you know, screw up this interview with his friend, Adam Levine. And now I am, as the professional consummate radio co-host, sobbing. And he's just standing there staring at me, not knowing what to do because I'm a blubbering mess. And as a woman in a male-dominated field, the last thing you want to be doing is sobbing, crying in front of like your one of the company execs. That was not a good day.
No. Afraid it wasn't.
That was not a good day.
All right, so here is Kristen and Adam Levine.
Oh, God. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Just so you know, this is Kristen from The Bert Show. We're going to do a Billboard Music Awards special Sunday night that's getting broadcast to over 100 stations, so we appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, dude, congratulations on the 11 nominations for the Billboard Music Awards for Maroon 5. That's huge.
Thank you. That is a lot of nominations. We're very, very, very excited.
A lot, to say the least. So I got to ask, give me your frame of mind. Like, when you're going to the Billboard Music Awards, you're driving there in your limo, are you thinking, yeah, man, we got this, or are you just trying to keep the expectations in check? Because, you know, if you got 11 nominations, your stuff is good.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, I think it's just more a matter of going, you know, just having fun, you know?
Yeah.
And if you win, it's a bonus. You know, I love winning. It's fun, but it's not always necessary to have a good time.
So you're just thinking, like, win's a bonus. Go in there with zero expectations. You're just looking to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. And I have to ask you a favor, because we have Bert from The Bert Show is going to be on the red carpet grabbing artists, musicians, celebrities as they're walking. Can you give him any advice? Like, what's the key to getting your all's attention?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm trying to give him, like, I'm trying to help my man out because he's going to be down there doing all our red carpet interviews for us.
We're allowed really bright colors.
Really bright colors. So that would help if he and producer Tommy had, like, some crazy neon stuff going on?
Neon always helps.
Neon on. And when he's doing interviews, what's the difference in red carpet interviews as opposed to doing something like this, like a radio interview?
I don't know. I think they're just different. You're there in person. It's usually pretty crazy and hectic. So they're all kind of. I think the most important thing is just to act like it's a conversation and not pretend like, you know, like you're on the carpet or, you know, pretend you're just in a living room or you're on the telephone or something.
Conversations are the best way to go. That's how we prefer to try to make it casual. And like you said, it's all about the fun factor, right?
Absolutely.
So you guys, as you're heading over there, you going to be taking any shots of tequila to, like, ease the nerves, or do you not even get remotely nervous about this stuff?
Oh, God, no. No one will get nervous about it. It's just fun.
Just fun. So, well, then that means if it's fun, then there's going to be a party in the limo on the way over there, right? Because you're going to a party.
Life is one big party if you're lucky.
Isn't that the truth? And then Christina's going to be performing. CeeLo's going to be presenting. You and Maroon 5, all those nominations. Are you guys going to be hanging out afterwards?
Yeah. I'm assuming so. I'm not sure.
I mean, I figured
that... I'll cry myself to sleep if we don't win any of our 11 nominations.
Well, I'm sure they... You know, you guys, Maroon 5, I have a feeling. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. And also, Bert, because we have a bet here on the show. We're making... We turn everything into a competition because we're all very highly competitive people. And that's just, like, what we do. And, of course, there's always a risk factor of embarrassment if you don't win. So we have a bet, and we're trying to guess who's winning all the Billboard awards. So we took each of the categories, picked our winners, and literally Bert has Maroon 5 winning every single category.
Well, I hope that happens. I definitely hope that happens.
Now, here's the thing. If not, the punishment is, you know, and we do morning radio, and we look like, let's be honest, we look like when we wake up in the morning. So we have to get a camera and take a picture of ourselves first thing when we wake up in the morning, and it's getting plastered on a billboard and all of our social media websites. So no pressure, Adam. Oh, God.
Hey, Kristen, sorry, hold on. I think we may have lost him there. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, we had him, and then I lost him.
Yeah.
Now we're back live.
Oh my God, the secondhand embarrassment I'm feeling all over my skin.
It felt to me like you were so nervous during that interview.
I wasn't getting anything from him.
I was pulling teeth. Listening to that, I'm like, he gave you nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but then now looking back, I'm like, okay, I would have taken the line of questioning completely off the billboards and did something else that would have been, like, you know, more entertaining for him. But he was, that man was fed up with me, man.
Yeah, and I also think that when most radio interviews, it's like, you know, radio is like the lowest common denominator. It's wacky. The morning shows are wacky. The questions, he's probably heard a million different times.
Yep.
And it's a little sophomoric. So when you brought up the billboard thing and the bit, he was just like, this is stupid.
Yep.
Click E.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was nice to relive.
And then you get your ass chewed on top of it.
Oh my God. Right after that came just barreling into the studio. What were you thinking? What were you doing?
Yeah.
How did you? What? Blah, 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 blah. And then me like, ah!
All right. So we ran out of time to do the Chris Martin hang up, which was so bizarre.
One was so uncomfortable too.
And then he called back and it was a mess, but we'll have to play it for you guys. We'll have to play it for you guys tomorrow morning.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.